The Matanuska Susitna Borough released its proposed 2010 operations budget last week, a budget that reflects tighter spending amid slowed economic activity. Borough manager John Duffy says the budget is less than last year's by some $855,000.
We'll be able to maintain the existing level of services, and however, any major new initiatives I don't think are in the offering. And so we just had to pull back from a lot of things that folks wanted to do and then see if we can maybe take care of them in future years when the economy turns around.
The borough is facing a challenge of paying for unfunded state mandates through local property taxes, programs like senior citizen and veterans property tax exemptions.
Certainly disabled vets and senior citizens can use some help. However, the state has never provided us the funding for that. They just mandated these reductions, and then the local governments have to carry the weight. And so what happens is that all the other taxpayers within the borough or other municipalities are carrying a load. And for us, these unfunded state mandates translates into one mill throughout the area-wide and non-area-wide tax levies.
But the area-wide mill rate of 10.3 stays the same as last year, well under the borough cap, Duffy says.
The non-area-wide mill levy, which funds things like libraries, animal care, economic development, basically those things that we do outside of the three cities, that did go up, went up 0.06.
Overall, he says the average tax bill has gone down. The proposed budget includes a $1.4 million increase for education for a total of $46.1 million for Valley schools. Out of every dollar taxpayers spend in taxes, 75 cents goes to education and 25 cents goes for borough operations. That means borough operations must stay on the lean side with one employee for every 310 residents. Duffy says residential construction in the area is down from last year, and the average value of the Valley homes has dropped by 5%. But he says people continue to move to the Matsu, which is seeing a population growth rate between 2% and 3%, which outpaces projections. A public hearing on the Matsu budget will be held on April 20th and May 7th.